1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon. We're at our high temperature for the day of 15 degrees. Plenty of sunshine for the rest of your Wednesday as the worst of the latest Arctic cold blast is over. In the news, the Sheboygan Police Department is asking for public help in solving a three-month-old attempted burglary to Sheboygan Shooter Supply and Repair. Lieutenant Kurt Brasser said a male individual tried to gain entry to the business located in the 1800th block of North 12th Street just before 12:30 a.m. on October 30th. A surveillance camera captured the male using a Snap-on brand pry bar with an orange handle to try to open a rear entrance door. The male is described as medium-built, wearing dark pants, a hooded black sweatshirt, and black and white Nike brand Air Monarch shoes with red trim, and carrying a dark-colored soldier bag. Anyone with information is asked to call the police department at 459-3333. Pictures of the suspects and what the shoes look like can be found with this story on our website, WHBL.com. Good news for farmers and food stamp recipients.
On this vote, the yeas are 251, the nays are 166. The conference report is adopted.
The new $100 billion a year farm bill has passed the House, but Wisconsin's House delegation was split. Wisconsin Republican Jim Sensenbrenner joined the state's three Democrats in voting against it. Sensenbrenner was among 63 Republicans voting no, many of whom were upset that a proposed cut in food stamps was only one-fifth of what many in the GOP wanted. As for Wisconsin's Democrats, Mark Pecan, Gwen Moore, and Ron Kind, they were among 103 Democrats voting no. Kind also feared that subsidy payments would be bigger than expected, and he said the new package did not stop billionaires from getting government subsidies. The House Speaker said it was good enough, and Wisconsin Republicans Paul Ryan, Sean Duffy, Reed Ribble, and Tom Petri went along. For Wisconsin dairy farmers, the bill replaces direct price supports with a margin insurance program that grants payouts when margins fall below various levels in policies to be purchased by individual farmers. Mixed reviews on the State of the Union address from Wisconsin's U.S. senators. President Barack Obama vowed to work around Congress to raise the minimum wage for federal contract workers. Republican Senator Ron Johnson arguing that will do little for workers or the economy.
You'll actually eliminate those entry-level positions that Americans need to start, on that ladder of economic opportunity. So I know it sounds good. I think it just has, it would be very economically harmful. And, quite honestly, it wouldn't affect that many Americans anyway.
Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin says that's true, but the president is calling on Congress to act too.
His executive order will probably impact a couple hundred thousand workers in America. But if Congress acts and raises the federal minimum wage, it'll affect millions across our country.
Johnson was critical of the president on Obamacare, which he says has harmed millions of Americans, while Baldwin said Obama set the record straight with stories on who they were, on who those who have enrolled have been helped. Similar reactions along party lines were made by the state's House members. President Obama will tout his speech with a visit to Waukesha tomorrow. A few residents in Sheboygan County are feeling the pinch of the propane shortage affecting Wisconsin and other states. County Emergency Management Director Steve Steinhardt says the biggest impact is the rapid rise in the cost for propane.
The prices have spiked by three times right now. The individual vendors themselves are being required to pay cash on delivery, so when they turn around and try and service their clients, they need cash up front as well.
He says local suppliers feel confident they have enough to get to customers until more arrives, but it will be tight and dependent on the weather. Steinhardt recommends to propane users to conserve as much as possible.
Turn down your thermostat to the point where you're still comfortable, but at the lowest possible level. And not just your thermostat, odds are if you're heating your house with propane, you're also heating your water heater with propane. You might want to take a look at turning that down a little bit as well.
Anyone who needs assistance in paying for the increased propane costs is asked to call the county's Energy Assistance Program at 459-5908. The average homeowner in Wisconsin would see a total of $177 in savings under Governor Walker's proposed $504 million tax cut. The nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau released its analysis of the special session bills this week. The average income tax cut is $46, while the owner of a median value $151,000 home saves $131 in property taxes. The Sheboygan County Economic Development Corporation is getting the word out that jobs are available in the county. On Sheboygan's Morning News earlier today, Director Dane Chekolinski said some local employers have considered taking extra steps to find workers to fill positions now.
Companies have talked about busing people up from Milwaukee because they can't find workers in this area. And I know of one that started recruiting right out of the Sheboygan County Correctional Institution.
He says there are openings across all job sectors, ranging from entry-level to skilled positions. He also sees this as a sign that the local economy has rebounded from the Great Recession. When spring finally rolls around, it will be payback time for Sheboygan Area School District students. Superintendent Joe Sheehan told the school board during its meeting last night that two of the three weather days, which will have to be made up, and that will happen on April 21st and May 23rd, which were supposed to be days off.
We put those in going, hopefully people will have a four-day weekend. But if we needed to, like we do now, we don't want to extend the school year, which is why we built those in, knowing, okay, students, you have a five-day week.
Sheehan said any additional days lost to bad weather will be made up at the end of the year, beginning June 12th. A beautiful weather day for this Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, highs in the teens, and we'll see those temperatures stay in the teens overnight as increasing clouds will take place. Some snow tomorrow, 1 to 3 inches possible, and a high in the 20s. Currently, 16 degrees outside as we head back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. I'm Rusty Melberg, News Time 1206.